programs. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR at 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
In stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to enter into the same situation that each week at this time we enter into, and that is an overview of the charts, the News Talk Radio charts, the story, the top 10 people list and the stories list as amalgamated by the folks at Talkers Magazine. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So we take this time each week, the DGV clan, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We are, instead of our usual bill of fare, we spend the hour talking about what Talkers has found to be the big issue-oriented stories for the week of November the 16th to the 20th, week before Thanksgiving. And at number 10, no surprise here. I don't really like, I remember once talking to Casey Kasem about countdowns and stuff. I had him on the Countdown Show. And he said, "Ooh, what an interesting idea."
Did you say countdowns are dumb? And he's like,
No, I actually said he was extolling the value and virtue of the number of stations that I was on at the time, comparing them to his station list. And it was just, it was kind of fun. But he never wanted to reveal what number one was. He wanted to spoil. He said, "Don't tell him what's number one until you get there." And so what I do here with all of our stories, we kind of bounce around from one end to another because it seems a different. I mean, I like giving them to you in order, but we don't spend as much time on number 10 as we do on number one. Having said that, number 10 this week is a focus on President Barack Obama's new book, A Promised Land. Apparently, the book sold more than 880,000 copies the first day it was on the shelves, most for any book published by Penguin Random House. It's on track to be the best-selling presidential memoir. The only other book that's beaten those day one sales was Harry Potter. So that's pretty interesting. And there's been a love fest. You know, all the late-night shows have had him on, and they're all doing their cutesy interviews with him, yada, yada. Although I don't know that this isn't, you know, I was thinking about how there's always a look back. Oh, GM, when Trump became president, only for the good old days of Obama. And then when Obama was first elected, only for the good old days of Bush. And when Bush was elected, if it was only for the good old days of Clinton. People that were despised when they were in office.
Totally. And George W. Bush makes me laugh because I use my mom as my own example. Like, my mom, like, it just couldn't stand him and said he was stupid and that the only books he read were coloring books and all the George W. Bush jokes, right? And now, look at, he's a great patriot. It's
right.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So anyway, that's the Obama book story. Anybody, either of the two of you tend to buy it and read it?
My mom has read pretty much every presidential memoir, every book about every president, so she will. She's definitely going to be reading this.
Yeah, it'd be a good Christmas.
I think it's 700 pages. I'm going to take a hard pass.
Well, what? Because I get that. And then when it comes to is Trump going to write a book? He's been offered a lot of money to write a book, that's for sure. Anyway, we'll see what happens. It's part of the landscape, if you will, of
Adam
where
Carolla
we are.
Was making fun of him for how long-winded it was, because I guess he locked himself in a room for like 29 hours to do the book on tape, and that the book was just so long. And I don't know. Adam Carolla was just goofing on him for being kind of a narcissist because of the length of everything.
Well, I think he's a little bit. I think you got to be a narcissist in part a little bit to be president. I mean, how else are you motivated?
Ego, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, number nine, which is a focus of part of Obama's book, is race relations in our country. Situation. Do we have anything that popped out this week? I was trying to think back on the things we've talked about on the DGB program this week. Any of them having to do with the police and somebody getting shot? Or do we have a week without that? Or there was some Breonna Taylor stuff, it seems to me, that showed up this week. Wasn't there? Was it about the police officer who has sexual something against him?
That was last week, wasn't it?
that was
last week, yeah. But, okay. That guy, Hankison, is his name. And then the other cop who shot into the wrong apartment, and so now he's trying to sue Breonna Taylor's boyfriend.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
For emotional distress.
Good for him. Yeah. That'll go.
Right.
Yeah. Help yourself there, Charlie. Number eight on the list is our relationship with China, Russia, Iran, whether we pull our troops out of Afghanistan. So what are we at the end of the week? It seems to me. We've been talking a lot this week about certain election abnormalities, Jennifer, that are tied to the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the Venezuelans, the Cubans. So where is all of that?
Yeah, I think the election stuff, the accusations that were made by the campaign this week, by the campaign's lawyers, directly involved a communist plot that was conducted both inside and outside of the country, and it had roots back to Venezuela. And not only the system of voting, which was created under Hugo Chavez, but also direct ties to Maduro, who's the current president of Venezuela. So that's playing out. As far as Iran and China, obviously there's an appetite to see China held accountable. I think with Iran and Russia, I haven't heard too much directly about what will happen with them if Joe Biden is sworn into office. But Joe Biden did this week say it's his intent to get back into the Iran nuclear agreement, which was done as part of the Obama administration and pretty quickly dispatched under Trump once he got into office, I think like day 150 probably. I think Trump knocked that one out.
Right. Okay. Unless you have something to say that you want to add to that, Victoria, we'll move on to number seven.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. No, I like that. Number seven is a focus on cable news and the TV, the talk, what they call the talk TV wars. That's how it's phrased by Talkers Magazine. More conservative, there's the thought that Trump's going to start his own or buy out Newsmax.
Well, I think the real story on cable news is that conservatives have become really disenfranchised with Fox News. And so Fox News, for the first time, Fox and Friends, the morning show, which is usually extremely popular, lost to Morning Joe for the first time in 20 years. And
really?
So people are saying that there's...
But Morning Joe is not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, they beat them in the ratings because the conservatives, it's not in the middle at all. Are you kidding? Have you ever listened to...
Well...
I listen sometimes just to get me souped up with my poor program.
Right. But his wife is certainly not on the... on the right, but it sort of tells you something.
It's not conservative, but the conservatives have left Fox News. They're not going to MSNBC. It just means that MSNBC's viewership is now greater than Fox when conservatives.
Well, how's Shepard Smith doing on CNBC? How's that?
That I don't know. He's been very quiet over there, and maybe it's just because CNBC is not one of the sources I typically check in with. I usually check in with CNN, MSNBC, Fox, sometimes Fox Business, but now a lot of conservatives are going to Newsmax or they're going to One America News, and they're leaving behind Fox. And it's become a quick problem, and it happened on election night. As soon as Fox called Arizona for Biden, as soon as the polls closed, that really disenfranchised a lot of people, and away they went.
Well, the McLaughlins.
So that just proves, though, that people really only want to watch and hear what they want
what
to hear.
What they want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Why do you think people watch CNN? It's like an echo chamber. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
And well, all these Newsmaxes, too,
have right.
become a real. This guy, Christopher Ruddy, has created something that Newsmax magazine is full of baloney, but there's a lot. Actually, I find when I read it, it's very interesting. I don't read it for the political stuff. There's a lot of really good information about health and money, you know, that kind of stuff. It actually has some value, for me anyway, who's not interested in the political shake that's there, but I am interested in some of the other things that they offer. I think that's going to be a target. Don't be surprised. Ruddy actually got a huge, I think 40%, he sold out 40% this past week to a hedge fund. So that means he's making
money. The ratings
money.
On news, the Newsmax ratings in the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks, I mean, they weren't great before, but they've tripled and quadrupled.
Yeah, right. They were nothing to shave sneak. Yeah, right.
Right. No. I mean, so they've really, they're on the upward trajectory. I actually even checked them out last night because I'm like, okay, what is this all about? So I actually tracked them down and watched, and it was actually someone who I know that was hosting a show. It wasn't, I mean, it's not bad. Their point is that we want the truth, right? We don't want all the laughing and the eye rolling. We want to know the truth, specifically when it comes to these claims about the election. And that's where I stand. Look, I know this sounds wild, but I want to know if you're making a claim that there is a communist threat that has taken on our voting systems, you're damn straight we better be investigating this. Whether you prove that it's a total farce or you prove that this is real, that both of these outcomes are going to matter now or should matter to the American people.
Okay. I think that's a minor debate with you on their credibility.
But I think that's what people are looking for Newsmax to do, yeah, or some of these other places.
Well, they
want to
be in the echo chamber. That's part of it. They want to.
But I think
like
they actually there's an appetite for people who want to actually just get covered. Is my point.
Yeah.
And the news media is busy talking about Thanksgiving travel.
You know how Mike McVeigh, who is our consultant, says we're the other show. There's a need for the other network, if you will. And it ain't MSNBC. It isn't Newsmax. It isn't CNN. It could very well be. These guys may be smarter than you think. If they're disenfranchising from the hard right that they were at before, where are they going? These people, the Murdoch family's not a bunch of dummies. I mean, these people are worth billions of dollars. They've figured out how to do it. It may be that somebody there has figured out, Lachlan is, I think, the son of Rupert who's running the news organization. Not the other brother kind of took off. But these people are not stupid. They have got something in their mind. They'll lock onto something that will be appealing. You just kind of wait and see. In a moment, we focus on where the weather is going. It's 17 after. This is the Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and me, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exogen.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exogen.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Thanksgiving is coming. Football, food, and fun.
And it's a lot of work.
Not this year. Black Bear Diner will be open, and we can let them do the cooking. Head over for the patio dining or order online to bring it to your own cave. Choose from traditional holiday entrees with all the fixings or grab a holiday family meal to go and feed up to 4 people. Pre-order starting on Monday at blackbeardiner.com or from your favorite delivery service. Open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Day. Full menu of Black Bear favorites also available.
Black Bear Diner.
Christmas trees are back at Shasta College. This family favorite is easier than ever with online selection and purchasing, safe and fun animal safari, greetings from Santa, and a goodie bag for the kids, all from the safety and comfort of your car window. All proceeds help out our ag students. One weekend only, November 28th and 29th. Go to shastacollege.edu/treesales and get yours today.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Obama book is 10, reform is number 9, affairs with our foreign friends is 8, I say that in quotation marks, cable news wars number 7. I would just say, I'm just looking at a list of the books of the year, the 100 notable books, and there are a lot of them. I don't know how many people are actually reading anymore. Do people read, do they actually buy the book, or do they use those, what did I get you for Christmas? It's called the Kindle, right, Jennifer?
You got me the Nook, actually, the Barnes & Noble version of the Kindle. Yeah, a little like an e-reader, basically, is what I think they're called now. Although they've almost become obsolete because people are using their iPads and their
other
devices.
Okay, so what when you buy, let's say, talking about Obama's book, but all the other books that have been out there, a ton of nonfiction books. There's a lot of good books around right now, and a lot of people are reading more. I know somebody spent the day in bed on Saturday just reading a couple of books. Because, you know, that's what the climate allows us to do, I guess, much as anything else. So are they, there's a book about Winston Churchill that's supposed to be very good, Newt Gingrich book, and Ronald Reagan's book and Malcolm X and all these others. So do they have hard, you know, you go into Barnes & Noble and you see the hardback books that are there. But what about having them, can you just click onto a website someplace and find the book? Or you have to buy it if you're using...
Just download it.
Oh, mm-hmm. And you have to pay for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it as much as buying
really
the book
cool.
or a store?
A lot of people don't realize that the library is such a really good resource for stuff like that.
Hello.
You can actually rent books to download, so not like physical books, but you can actually download books and keep them, I think, they say for like 2 weeks, and then they pop back out. And you can do that for free, which I think is a great resource. And I think a lot of people just assume with the library you have to go in and get a book, but you can actually download from the library site.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the weather. The La Nina impact that will happen. There was a tutorial on that. I've been watching, and I find the weather important for lots of different reasons for me, not only the farm, but what I'm going to do with my life and time during the winter. I don't want to get stuck in storms someplace. So the numbers and the way things look right now, La Nina, which is basically, and help me with this, Jennifer, I'm not sure I get it right. It's the southern Pacific waters and the temperature of the waters around, especially south of Hawaii, that whole big swath in there that's equatorial Pacific waters, right? If they're warm, then they affect the jet stream. Yeah, La Nina. This is a La Nina winter. And for the most part, over the last 6-7 years, La Nina winters, or 10 years, whatever it is, have been warmer. There's only one example of one that was colder and worse snow-wise than what happens in La Nina. But do they alternate? Is it 1 year? Can you count on La Nina and the next year El Nino? Or is it
I don't
just
think
random?
You even have to have. I don't think you even have to have a year that's been designated one or the other. I know when we're in El Nino years, then that is really wet and brings a lot of water. La Nina years are a lot drier, and I think that they're. I'm not sure that they have to be part of the year, but certainly when it's part of the forecast, you know how to. You know what to expect, mm-hmm. and unfortunately for us, we could really use some rain and some water because things have been so dry.
We've had a drought here in the Northeast. I don't know how it is where you are in New Jersey now.
We've had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
This has been a very rainy fall.
We're not in drought yet in Southern California, but because we had a rainy year last year, I think, was actually a pretty rainy year. But because we had so many fires, because there's just still so much overgrowth, that rain really helps to just get everything back again.
Does it. Keep it. Yeah. Well, the rain helps to get growth, and then, you know, everything turns green and then
again.
It dries. Exactly. Let's
but
have another fire.
For 6 months, it feels nice.
Yeah, it does. And it looks nice, too. It's wonderful. All right, coming up in the next half hour, from number 5 to number 1 we go. You'll be surprised because number 1, it is not what it has been. Let's put it that way. There's a little bit of change-a-roo-y going on at 28 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What's new in-store at Staples?
Printing that gives you more.
HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now available with HP Plus.
HP Plus saves you money with 6 months of free ink at no extra cost and saves you trouble with double the warranty.
The OfficeJet Pro is HP's best printer for working and learning from home.
HP Plus, available only at Staples.
Shop in-store or get same day with Instacart.
See staples.com/HP Plus for details. Instacart fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in the day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, points, fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadero is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadero. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get back into the fold here. Second half hour of the Talk Radio Review. We do this every week. We being the DJV clan, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, taking a sort of break from our normal bill of fare to go through the numbers and the stories as gleaned by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Put this chart together. You can see it at talkers.com every week listed there. Number five is the situation in education in our country. What a mess. I suppose it's connected. I mean, most of this stuff now is connected to COVID from here on in for the rest of the time that we're together. There's some connection to COVID. So school closings, what's open, what isn't. A lot of people, me included, think schools should just be open and the chips fall where they may. I'm not sure that is considered. Well, it depends on where you are.
The CDC said the other day at the press conference they had at the White House, they said that the schools should be open. And yep. I think there's been a lot of heat on this because of the the differences between Cuomo and de Blasio in New York. They hate each other. They're not communicating. They had a marker.
Very mature of them.
If they were at like 0.3% or whatever it is, that they would close down the schools immediately. Well, they were at 2.5% or something in the state, but 3% in the city. And they was going, they're back and forth about whether or not the schools would close. And that we talked about actually on the DJV show this week. Andrew Cuomo kind of blew up at a reporter who just asked, "Is school going to be open tomorrow?" And apparently that was some sort of, I don't know. He took it as a question that was a little too tough, and so Andrew Cuomo kind of erupted and said, "Of course I'm telling you if schools are going to be open tomorrow," but then he never really did. So there's been this back and forth about that, and I think unfortunately it stems from political disagreements between de Blasio and Cuomo more than it really does about the science.
Isn't
that on
that
COVID
the case usually? Yeah.
Well, the weird thing is that the public schools in New York are closed, but the private schools are still open. Mm-hmm. So it's either
that's been the case.
It makes no sense. Why are they closing the public schools and not the private? I don't know. It's weird.
Shouldn't be closing any of them. What's it like in New Jersey?
They don't have jurisdiction over the
No, they have no jurisdiction. So in New Jersey, what's the
schools are open
the school
here.
Situation? They are.
Yeah.
Okay.
The schools are open here. Unless there's an outbreak, which, you know, I told you guys on the DJV show this week, my friend has two kids who are in, I think, they're both 11 or 12. And, you know, some stupid parent decided that they were, you know, going to go trick-or-treating and all the kids were going to go with them. And the father had COVID and had a fever while they were trick-or-treating and didn't think anything of it. And then now spread. So the whole school had to be shut down for 2 weeks. But schools in general in New Jersey are all open. The governor said he doesn't have any plans to close the schools.
Governor of Massachusetts said yesterday that if you were going to come home for Thanksgiving break from your college, you better be tested because we're going to check you when you get off the plane. I don't know what that means.
A lot of states.
Driving a car into the state, they're going to check everybody at the border.
Yeah.
They
know that college kids are a big, they're super spreaders. Yeah, I mean, college kids have been, you know, they may
that
not be
group.
Sick themselves, but they're having parties and they're spreading it everywhere. And now they're going to be leaving campuses. New Jersey and New York, they want kids to be tested before they come home.
Selfish. All right, so what's the school situation in California, Jennifer, where you are? There's nothing. It's kind of like I was talking to my daughter last night.
LA's closed down. What does your daughter say?
Well, she's a college prof, and they're closed down. She's doing it remotely from her office on the campus. My grandson, who's in kindergarten, he's never seen his classmates. He's never met them. He's seen them on the screen and thinks that that's normal. Okay, is that how I'm going to go to school? Is that how a lot of kids that age think this is normal because they don't
know.
Thank
God for your daughter and your son-in-law, because think about the pressure that's on parents to make sure that they're teaching kids the fundamentals that they need right now if they're Miles' age to actually grow into, you know, students that can perform well intellectually.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of pressure. Now, outside of L.A. County, there are some counties that are open on a limited basis. I was talking to my friend yesterday who's a school teacher. She's back full-time in Ventura County. And she just went back this week, which I think is so strange because of the Thanksgiving holiday and the back and forth. Her kids have been back in school. Her daughters are going, but only 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
So they've kind of
Miles is on the Zoom call 3.5 hours a day, and then he has a tutor that spends 3 to 4 hours a day with him as well, not only inside but outside. So he's getting what he needs to. He's very thirsty for knowledge, information, and experiences. So hopefully that's what I'm concerned about. Do the children lose their spirit of being curious with all of this going on? Do they just become just a generation of, you know, fat little kids that sit around and look at their devices all the time? That's the real question at this point in time. Number four on the list is the situation with shutdowns beyond school, businesses, that sort of thing, and the focus on one particular ridiculous, arrogant governor of the state of California, and him. You know, this is, I was surprised it's number four.
He's been really damaged by this.
He should be.
It's Gavin Newsom. It's national news. It's really, really bad for him, and he deserves it because that was
arrogant
and offensive that he did.
I think he was surprised because normally politicians can skate on this kind of stuff, and they actually don't get called out. But because I think he went to the French Laundry, which is such an expensive restaurant, it shows that he has no compassion for the people who are suffering to actually just put a little bit of food on
so
the table.
So how does this relate to Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done?
It's the same kind of thing.
But is this more serious? Hypocrisy. It seems more.
Well, I don't know. Nancy got a lot of attention for Hairgate too. But Governor Newsom, I think, because he has been shutting down the state reopening. I think this
is way worse.
When he announced the curfew for the state of California having to be in between 10 and 5, he didn't even do it himself. He sent out the doctor to do it because I think he didn't want to have to take any of the questions and to deal with that scrutiny. He's apologized, but it wasn't.
His apology, guys,
was so ridiculous. And I'll paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me. But he made it seem like he was surprised that there was a party there. He was invited to a 50th birthday. And when he got there, he said, "Oh, I didn't realize so many people." Okay, you know what a party is. A party is not one person. So it's
disingenuous. Who needs to be having a birthday party right now? That's number one. Stop it. You're 50. You're not 10. Okay? A 50th birthday party, no one needs to have that right now. And if I was invited to a 30th birthday party, I would say absolutely not. I've turned down bridal showers, baby showers. I'm not going to any gatherings where you don't know the person. Gavin Newsom is an idiot to even accept an invitation to a 50th birthday party.
The worst thing is that he was there with many of the top health officials from the state who have all been preaching about shutdowns that they were there. None of them were wearing masks, and because there were pictures, it was revealed that they were kind of indoors. There was like one area that let free air come in, but they closed it because their group was so loud. So they were actually indoors. So it's hypocritical on many
levels.
Bunch
of phony balonies. Okay, number three, the post-election political reality with more of a focus on Georgia. I'm looking at this and I can't really tell whether it's going to be two Democrats, one Republican, one Democrat. It's not going to be two Republicans, but I think it's either one Democrat, one Republican, or maybe they'll squeak by with two Democrats. I'm not sure about that. What do you two think? The gut reaction to the Georgia runoffs?
I think most likely I would say if things go the way they're supposed to go, and I don't mean the way they're supposed to go, but judging by the numbers from the first election, it would be two Republicans because in Kelly Loeffler's race, if you add up the two Republicans that were running against a Democrat, they have a higher number,
but Purdue already won. But Purdue has had a lot of embarrassing stuff come out about him this week, right?
I don't know if it was anything new. It looks bad. I mean,
He bought into a company that went public like 5 minutes after he went and bought the thing, and he's on the Senate committee that
Loeffler did the same thing.
She sold a bunch of stock, and she's got a very similar scandal.
I think they both passed their ethics investigation on that, though, already.
Okay,
I don't know who gives
good.
That out. The point is, it's going to be about who spends the most money and who has the most activists going into the state. We have people in California warning that you shouldn't move to Georgia just to go vote in this election because that's what people are trying to do.
It's ridiculous. Great. I think there's going to be an element of voter fatigue, though, too. I'm curious to see, and I don't know the answer, but I'm curious to see what the voter turnout will be because they just had this huge push. You know, they had record numbers of people voting in Georgia. They just finished the recount. And to now have another election, I don't know if they're going to get people out in the same numbers.
Victoria, there's fatigue about everything on this list. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with the story list as prepared by the folks, the editors at Talkers Magazine for this week. At number 10, Barack Obama's new book sold 880,000 copies the first day. That's a record, I think, for that kind of a book. Number 9, our focus on reforming various institutions like the police and education and all that good stuff. Number 8, our relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, you name it. We're trying to figure it out, I think, as we go ahead. Number 7, what's going on the conservative cable news channels. Number 6, the discussion of the weather for the winter. Number 5, the education situation in the school opens and closings. It's kind of a crazy thing. The economy, number 4. Number 3, post-election politics. Number 2, Trump and his refusal to concede. And number 1, the COVID situation. Those are the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, we get to the final two items on the talk radio list, the stories list from Talkers Magazine. Just a few moments here. It's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Ask your smart speaker to find your local Sleep Number store today.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Eating certain foods can help preserve brain function, and there's mounting evidence that shows sticking to a method called the MIND diet can make a difference in your risk of cognitive decline and dementia, including Alzheimer's disease.
MIND stands for Mediterranean-Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay.
Dietitian Angie Murad says the MIND diet is a combination of two other healthy diets and includes a variety of brain-friendly foods.
What it emphasizes are leafy greens, berries, nuts, specifically ones that are high in omega-3s, fish, and also including an additional vegetable.
The benefits of the MIND method go beyond just the mind.
Anyone can really benefit too because it's more of a plant-based diet, which also helps reduce weight if that's something that you're struggling with.
Foods to avoid or limit include butter, cheese, red meat, and sweets. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, the following names appear. At 10, Barack Obama, with a focus on his book and being on a lot of the late night shows, being interviewed everywhere to plug the book. Number 9, Gavin Newsom and his ridiculous reality. There's a guy that you would hope never get elected to anything again. At number 8, the people involved in the runoff in Georgia. 7, Mitch McConnell. 6, Nancy Pelosi. On the list of people from Talkers Magazine, number 5, Dr. Fauci. Number 4, Emily Murphy. Number 3, Kamala Harris. Number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, back in the catbird seat, is the President Donald Trump. Again, the focus on all the stats and the election stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so you got it. The official list from Talkers Magazine, as officially reported on here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so let's get to the top two items this week. On number 2, the election situation, transition, and all of that stuff. Trump not wanting to let that thing go as it normally does, I guess. There are a lot of tensions because the president still seems to be attacking the results of the election. Yes, Jennifer? What does he expect to gain?
Well, the Trump campaign this week said that there was a threat based in communism, rooted in communism, signed off through Venezuela with these voting machines. And
well, they can make an argument for that actually holds water, frankly.
Well, yeah, well, that evidence, though.
I mean, one of the pieces of evidence that we all saw on election night, and I think maybe we even commented on it on the program, is that when people went to bed on election night, Trump was up, and he was up by pretty significant numbers in Wisconsin and in Michigan, Pennsylvania. And then the voting stopped for some reason, and that's not usual. Voting doesn't usually stop during election nights. They keep going and they keep counting. Well, it stopped in those states, and then all of a sudden when it picked up again, they dumped in over 100,000 votes into Biden's column and nothing really into President Trump's column. And so people have questioned it. I've been talking about this forever. Like, what happened? Why would you dump in all those votes at the beginning? What happened overnight? And that's stemming from the controversy that Trump actually broke the algorithm that was put into these machines in this attack, essentially, and he had more votes than they had anticipated, and because of that, he was getting too far ahead. That's why they stopped the count, and that's why there was an infusion of those votes. And so that's a really big claim. So if that is indeed the case, this needs to be investigated. It needs to be thrown out, and the campaign says that they're filing their first lawsuit on this in the next day or two. So we'll see what kind of information comes out. Yeah.
Number one, all of the COVID information. I'm looking at a picture of people lined up for coronavirus testing in North Dakota, and the line is running through a cemetery. I find that to be a very interesting capture.
You should see Dodger Stadium. Well, everybody's getting their tests for before they travel for Thanksgiving, so that's why it's so crazy right now.
Right. Okay.
But
all right,
they did. Pfizer did apply for their FDA emergency approval. We were waiting for that, and that means that's the next step to get the vaccine deployed by pretty much December, the beginning of December.
Yep. The average coronavirus cases have increased more in North and South Dakota than any place else, which also is kind of interesting. I see that Ben Carson treated his COVID infection with an herbal extract. I'm not sure what the herbal extract is, though. I'm going to dig around and look into that. But there are all kinds of, you know, people keep talking about the drugs and the vaccines and stuff. There are a lot of natural ways to enhance your immune system so you can avoid this. That may be the final word here because we're out of time. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. Time for us to check in on the top five items from the world of technology this week, the things that made news. Victoria Keenan has reported on all five of these, so she will give you the essence of them from number five to number one. At number five, Hulu. Hulu.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hulu is in the news this week, and not for a great reason. They are announcing a price hike, and so now Hulu with live TV. I know. This is... I know. This is it's going to be something that we're just, you know, like cable. Every month the cable bill keeps going up. Yep. Now all of the streaming services are doing the same. So Hulu with live TV currently costs $54.99 a month, and it's now going up to $64.99 a month. So it's a $10 hike. It will begin on December 18th. It will affect both new and current customers, so there's no way to get around it. And they last increased their monthly cost last year. Basically, December 18th of 2019, they went up $10 last year. So if you started it at some point in 2019, you're now $20 ahead or behind, however you look at it. You're paying $20 more per month for Hulu with live TV. It is one of the more popular services. It has more than 4 million customers. YouTube TV, which is the service that I use, that only has about 3 million. And so you can still get cheaper options. Sling TV is about $30 a month, which is a really good bargain. But you're not going to get the same number of channels. You're not going to get the premium channels. It's a little more basic. So I think this is just sort of the new reality. YouTube TV is also $65 a month. So everybody's kind of on par now at the same price. But, you know, it's at some point they're going to have to put a cap on it or else people are going to go back to cable.
Yep. Number four.
On Instagram, you can now actually search keywords instead of only being able to search for hashtags or direct accounts. This is kind of interesting. You can now search for recipes. You can search for puppies, flowers, whatever it is that you want to see, or accounts that would be linked to those things. It makes it a lot easier to navigate the system. It also makes it easier to find new accounts to follow on Instagram, which I think is something that a lot of people struggle with on Instagram. It's not that easy to have a new account and be discovered and to gain the followers that a lot of other, you know, like the Kardashians or celebrities have. So I think the keyword search is going to be really helpful. When Twitter initially launched their keyword search, Twitter ended up becoming a Google search. I mean, it became one of the biggest resources for searching on the internet. So Instagram might end up that way. As of right now, they're staying away from anything that is remotely controversial. So if you search for vaccines or QAnon or Trump or Biden, you're going to get zero results. So Instagram wants to make it clear this is not a political platform. This is a lifestyle platform, and that's where they want to keep it, which I think is good. There's enough politics in the world, right?
Number three, a focus on the electric car industry.
The electric car industry now has its own lobbying group, and it's called Zero Emission Transportation Association, also known as ZETA. Tesla, Uber, Rivian, and Lucid are the major electric vehicle makers that are now in this group. They say that the mission is that 100% of new car sales will be electric by 2030. It's a bold initiative. It's probably not going to happen. But that's the direction they want to move in. California recently announced plans to ban the sale of combustion engine vehicles by 2035. New Jersey is moving pretty quickly in the electric car arena as well. The governor here just recently signed legislation to have a lot more charging stations, public charging stations, put in at gas stations and things like that. So the electric vehicle market is definitely alive and booming and thriving. And this group is also going to push for the extension of the federal government, the federal tax credit for new electric vehicles, which is $7,500 that you get back when you actually buy an electric vehicle. So it's interesting that they now have a lobbying group. I think we kind of all saw that eventually this would have to happen.
Number two, Twitter and the disappearing, the case, this sounds like a Perry Mason thing.
Yeah, I know.
Twitter and the case of the disappearing tweets.
Yep, Twitter rolled out Fleets. They are the tweeting, it's the new tweeting feature that they first announced. Essentially, they're ripping off Facebook and Instagram, the stories. It sits at bubbles at the top of the screen, just like on Instagram, and your stories will last, your Fleets will last for 24 hours. So they're trying it out, and essentially all the social media sites will end up looking exactly the same. That's where we're headed.
Number one, a COVID fighting tool.
The coronavirus surge, obviously, you know, we're in the middle of it, and 100 million Americans actually have the ability to get pop-up notifications from local health authorities if someone around them has been exposed to the virus. You just have to go onto your phone, and under settings, you'll see exposure alerts, and just turn them on, and you will then get Bluetooth-enabled alerts if you've been around someone exposed to the virus.
There they are, the top five technology stories of the week, as enumerated by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. We could see the first COVID-19 immunizations in less than 3 weeks. That's the word from the head of the U.S. effort to produce a coronavirus vaccine.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Dr. Moncef Sawi, the chief scientific advisor for Operation Warp Speed, says the Food and Drug Administration committee is set to meet on December 10th to consider Pfizer's request for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine.
We are ready to start shipping vaccines within 24 hours from approval.
Sawi expects vaccinations would begin on December 12th, the second day after approval. He says Moderna is expected to file for approval of its vaccine by the end of this month. The FDA would then meet on December 17th to consider that request. Mike Hemp in Washington.
President Trump Sunday joined other world leaders in a virtual G20 summit meeting. During his presentation, Mr. Trump criticized the Paris Climate Accord, saying it's designed to cripple the U.S. economy, not save the planet.
To protect American workers, I withdrew the United States from the unfair and one-sided Paris Climate Accord, a very unfair act for the United States.
He added the U.S. has done well since leaving the agreement.
Since withdrawing from the Paris Accord, the United States has reduced carbon emissions more than any nation anywhere in the world. Our air is 7% cleaner than when I took office.
France's government got supermarket chains and e-commerce platforms to agree to postpone Black Friday promotions, responding to concerns. Shops shuttered by the nation's coronavirus lockdown are hemorrhaging business and could be hurt further if they miss out on the consumer splurge. Under the deal, Black Friday in France will now be pushed back by a week to December 4th. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me what relief factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
President Vladimir Putin says Russia is willing to work with whomever is officially declared the next president of the United States, but he won't offer congratulations until the winner is formally decided or a candidate concedes.
President Vladimir Putin says Russia is willing to work with whomever is officially declared the next president of the U.S., but that he won't offer congratulations until the winner is formally decided or a candidate concedes. Putin's remarks broadcast on state television reiterate earlier Kremlin comments on why Putin had not congratulated Joe Biden after major news organizations called him president-elect, as did many other world leaders. Putin says he's waiting for the end of the internal political confrontation, referring to Republican challenges to the vote count. I'm Zaria Shakli.
On this date in 1963, John F. Kennedy, 35th President of the United States, assassinated in Dallas, Texas. More at townhall.com. The JCPenney headquarters in North Texas have signs that simply say, done.
At the tail end of its bankruptcy case, and after not paying rent in the space for several months, the department store chain has quietly vacated its headquarters in Plano, Texas. Penny, which has been reorganizing in bankruptcy since May, declined to comment on its corporate office status. It's behind on its rent, but has not yet asked the court to reject the Legacy Drive lease. Penny had a 15-year lease and was paying rent of $2.45 million a month before its bankruptcy. Patrick Frost reporting.
Panic buying is back as COVID-19 spurs new curfews and shutdowns in states from California to New York. Panic-weary shoppers are on a new scramble for essentials like toilet paper and disinfectant wipes. As of Friday afternoon, 22 states imposed restrictions aimed at decreasing the spread of the virus, giving rise to a new round of panic buying from shoppers and purchase limits from retailers. More news at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of robber buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be three gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
With Exerten.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, there's the familiar music that notifies everybody listening. They're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Going to shake things up here a bit, going over the charts for this week, the week of November 16th to the 20th, preparing for Thanksgiving is part of what we're all doing, although I think that that story won't be on the top 10 list till next week. We'll find out what the top 10 are right now, because Michael Harrison is here. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, known as the Bible of the talk radio industry. It is influential in all of the corners, the circles that we find ourselves in, focusing on the issues of the day and the week. People list as well. So some interesting characters here. I think we can chuckle about a few of these, the nonsense that goes on with people and how they are as you go through the list. So I'll chuckle when it gets to when we get to a name that I think is chuckleable. Is that a word? Chuckleable.
Chuckleworthy.
Yes, chuckle. Oh, I like that better.
There
chuckleworthy.
You.
Yes. All right, well, so let's
all
go.
Right, well, here we go. These are the stories that dominated conversation on news talk radio stations across America, such as the one that's carrying this program right now into the ears of our into the ears and brains of our wonderful listeners. At number 10, we have the Obama book. At number 9, race relations and police reform. At number 8, foreign affairs, including U.S. relations with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, and Uganda. At number 7, conservative cable news talk television wars. Interesting. At number 6, climate change and hurricane season numbers. At number 5, the education crisis and school closings. At number 4, the economy shutdowns and the Gavin Newsom flap.
There it is. There's the chuckleable. That's the first chuckleable one.
Wonder why.
What
I
a
thought that.
Moron.
Well,
arrogant SOB. Ooh. Unbelievable.
Ooh.
Newsom? Yeah. You don't think he's an arrogant SOB?
I don't live in California, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, take it from me, who is, although I'm not even sure I'm going to be a part-time Californian this year because of all of the restrictions of getting around and doing stuff. Let me come down and join you in Florida this winter.
We'd love to have you.
Got an extra bedroom?
you could share.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
It's a Spartan existence these days, tightening up for the economy.
Yeah.
The Gavin Newsom story is amazing, and it comes under the heading, you know, on ESPN they have this little feature called "Come On, Man," and they show the boneheaded play of the week. You know, what was he thinking? Come on, man.
Yep. This is a guy who wants to run for president. He's not going to run any. He'll be lucky to get elected dog catcher after this. But
you'd be amazed how a thing like that sticks.
Yep.
And number, where are we? Number 3, post-election 2020 and politics. Post-election 2020 politics and the Georgia runoffs. Number 2, Trump refuses to concede the election. And that's tied with the executive transition that's taking place in fits and starts because Trump refuses to concede the election. And number 1, COVID-19, stats and projections, vaccines, and prevention. Okay, here are the people.
Let's do the people this first.
Yeah, Barack Obama 10, number 9, Gavin Newsom, number 8, the whole field running for Senate in Georgia, Kelly Loeffler, Raphael Warnock, David Perdue, and John Ossoff. The odds of it working out like this is something that if it were in a movie, you'd say it was contrived.
Well, I don't think people understand what really is. We probably should spend a minute or two.
Let's talk about it. It's the most important political topic of the day.
Yeah. How did it get to a runoff? I think that's that would be something we ought to explain to people. Go ahead. Excuse me.
I don't know the answer.
Oh, come on. We'll come up with an answer.
All right. We'll make it up. At number 7, it's the law there. It's the law there. At number 7, Mitch McConnell. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. At number 5, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Emily Murphy is at 4. Kamala Harris is at 3. Joe Biden is at 2. And Donald Trump dominates the stage still in the waning days of his presidency.
But the Trump refusal to concede is number 2, whereas COVID is number 1 on the story list.
Yeah.
And mostly that's because of the vaccine news, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, plus the Trump refusal to concede ties into COVID. It's everything ties into COVID. The economy ties into COVID. The education crisis ties into COVID. The conservative cable news wars connects to that.
Yeah.
It's on every, out of the top 10 stories, 70% of them tie into COVID, and then COVID's a story unto itself. It would be inaccurate to say that Trump refusing to concede the election is more talked about than the problems connected to and directly attributed to the coronavirus.
Yeah. So I want to take some time here and try to figure a few things. One of the things that people appreciate about our getting together each week is that not only the overview of some of the important stories that we go into in depth, but also some of the discussion we have of the inside of radio and actually talk TV, because that's part of it. Talkers is invested. We have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So it isn't just about radio. It's about the talk television experiences as well. And because of the focus on conservative cable news, that was number 7 on your story list this week, and what's going on with Fox and whether Newsmax is going to take over and whether Trump's going to buy them and all that other stuff, people think, well, Fox is going down the tubes. If you don't think the McLaughlin family, Lachlan Murdoch isn't the smartest guy in town, he's figured out that there's burnout where Fox has been, and there's no new audience. It may have the largest of all of the cable audiences, but where is that audience going to go? I think that this guy's figured out that it's not going to go in the direction that they've been going in. Leave that to a more minor network, And let's see what we can do with Fox in the New World Order. What do you think? Am I right?
I think there's a degree of truth to that. I think that there's everybody has their game plan based upon their needs. A small gain for Newsmax TV and a small gain for One America News Network is very, very valuable to them. Mm-hmm. A small loss by Fox News Channel in order to reposition itself for the years to come has more value to them. Much of this is just hype. But it is interesting. It's interesting.
But it gets everybody's attention.
Well, it's interesting to us because we deal with the positioning of politics as a strategy to get ratings. Yeah. I mean, this is something a lot of people don't think. They actually think that the politics expressed on Fox, MSNBC, CNN, CNBC, C-SPAN, the politics expressed on the radio station that you're listening to right now, folks, that somehow this comes organically based upon the people that own the stations and the people on the air, that that's the way they feel. Not even slightly. It's completely a dance of, affirmation, daily dance of affirmation. You target audiences and you give them what you think they want so you can get numerous eyeballs and eardrums and sell advertising. It's a strategy. So even though it's hyped up a lot in terms of, Fox and Newsmax and all that, there's a lesson to be learned in this for the public in terms of understanding how to consume media, that you're being targeted, just like when you go on the internet and suddenly ads pop up for something that you looked at on a website.
Right.
You're being targeted, being told what they think you want to hear. And the fact is, there are tons and tons and tons of people right now in the United States who demand to hear every day that Trump is going to overturn this election, whether it's true or not. They want to hear it. And so Newsmax TV and One America News Network is giving them plenty of
that stuff. Yeah, right. It's like playing the hits on the top 40 station or the adult contemporary station or the country station or the oldies station. That's what people want to listen to. So talk has become refined down into that. There is talk and there are segments of talk, as there is music radio and there are segments of music. That's
right.
The way it works. In a moment, we talk about what a new TV, a radio station being bought by a TV talker is going to be doing in Los Angeles. Right now, a focus on how you're doing and a special way for you right now to consider when you're in the losing weight mindset. How do you get started? What program do you choose? And then what do you do after you've chosen a program? Well, I'm going to make it, I hope, easy for you. You go to toploss.com. Just the name of that website should intrigue you if you're losing weight or want to lose weight or get on the bandwagon to keep yourself from gaining weight. Go to toploss.com. Great and very informative website, because there's a description of the product that they sell, Calitrin. Actually, they have three or four different products that they sell, but this is the mainstay. This is the one that most people want because it works. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. If something works, you want to use it, right? Why would you want to use something that didn't work? And the fact these people have been around selling this product for 23 years. It was developed by a doctor and three nurses. The formula is just basically collagen protein and a group of digestive enzymes that have been, it's complex, but yet it's simple. They've been tested, and the idea is that it aids your body in repair and rebuilding so that you get rid of the fat and the things that break your body down and get muscle, lean muscle built in, lose the weight, get your body in better shape, and follow the directives. There's a consultant there that will help you so you have maximum benefit from having Calitrin on the shelf to use every night. Holiday special, Thanksgiving, buy as many as you want and get the same number free. That's fabulous. If you want to buy 40 months supply, they give you 80 months supply. Have people in your family, your circle of friends that want to lose weight, get on this program. It's at toploss.com that you should be. Use the discount code DJV when you check out so you don't have to pay for shipping, and you get that fabulous sort of BOGO deal. Buy one, get another one free. Buy as many as you want and get the same number free. Right now, that's the Thanksgiving special to get healthy the right way at toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I thought it was interesting that Ben Carson, Michael, said that he used something that was, quote-unquote, unorthodox, a treatment, a natural treatment, to get rid of his COVID. Did you see that? It was
No.
The thing that was created. Well, the focus on it was created by Mike Lindell from MyPillow, who came up with this thing. He says, you take this, you'll never get COVID. And Ben Carson took it, and he got rid of his COVID.
I thought it was kind of a great.
That's so reassuring.
Yes, it is. All right. 21 after the hour.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into the Talk Radio circle, it's Michael Harris. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. We're laughing about Rudy Giuliani,
oh
who had a press conference at the end of the week. He was all fired up trying to present Trump in a certain light, and he got so hot and sweaty that he his hair dye was rolling down his face.
His hair dye was running down his face.
Yeah, right.
And he's the lawyer. I mean, how much confidence can you have in your lawyer?
He wanted $20,000. Do you know he wanted $20,000 a day?
That's what they say. He denies it.
Well, of course he denies it.
Look, try collecting that from Trump. I mean, come on. Exactly. They're going to settle at the end.
Yeah, right. You go bankrupt and you'll be... Anyway, Rudy's got his own problems. Too bad. I think he's becoming an alcoholic. There are pictures of him taking a flask out of his pocket.
Was he at the table with Gavin Newsom?
Newsom didn't have to take a flask out of his pocket. It was all over the table.
At least Newsom doesn't have his hair dye rolling down his face.
No, no, it's pretty amazing. All right, so while we're in this circle here, there's a fellow that used to be on PBS. Actually, I say this lovingly because I've heard it from a number of people who have gotten started in the business. And remember when I was just a pup and I was learning how to do it, people would call me and ask me, so how do you do this and how do you do that? One of those people was Tavis Smiley.
Wow.
Who became a radio guy, and then he became a TV guy, and then he got himself a fat, nice deal with National Public Radio until he didn't. He said, and I don't even remember what he said or did. Something made the people at NPR uncomfortable with him, so he got fired. So now Tavis Smiley is going back to his roots in radio, buying a radio station in Los Angeles. And he's going to, he says he will have a new talk format. Basically, it'll be unapologetically progressive. So how's that going to work in a city like Los Angeles? What's your prediction, Michael?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I don't know what unapologetically...
How's progressive radio doing in general?
Progressive radio in the commercial realm is very, very, very rare. Yeah. Now, you could consider public radio talk to be moderate to left-leaning and somewhat progressive. Yeah. You know, a lot of people argue these points. Public radio will never admit to being liberal. They consider their position to be centrist. Conservatives call everything to their left liberal, including other conservatives. I mean, the whole term Republican name only. You know, these are Republicans that are called liberal by other conservatives. So it's really subjective as you know, it's really subjective. No, there are not many hosts, let alone stations, formats, networks and operations that operate under the banner of progressive politics the way, say, Air America did or 20 years ago. There were a number of liberals on the radio.
America. I remember being on all of those networks myself. So what then, why, if there are so many people who are cut from that cloth, why doesn't that format work as well as the right?
It didn't take the time to build it over decades the way the conservatives did. And frankly, the late night television hosts, that whole genre that used to be just two people, you know, Johnny Carson and whoever was up against him.
Right.
And then
yep.
Jay Leno and David Letterman for a couple of decades. That scene has now fractured into, there are about 10 active late night hosts. These guys are doing progressive talk.
Yeah. All right wing. Yeah. I mean, all left leaning stuff. Yeah. Except for Conan, who this week said, I'm done doing this. Conan O'Brien's off.
He made a deal with HBO. He's not gone. He's just going to do something different.
Do something else. Yeah, right, exactly.
Interesting character.
Yeah. Is Bill Maher, is that program continuing? That's an HBO show. Is he safe there?
Who are you talking about?
Bill Maher.
I don't know. I think so. I'm not sure.
Has he ever done radio?
It's a progressive show.
Yeah, I wonder. I didn't remember. I don't remember. I know he had a TV show on ABC.
And yeah, it was called Politically Incorrect, and they canceled it for being politically incorrect.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
On the other side of the break, I'll remind you what he said to get thrown off.
All right, 28 after the hour.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
November is National Epilepsy Awareness Month, with encouraging news in the fight against rare and especially devastating epilepsies such as Dravet syndrome. Dravet syndrome begins in infancy and is marked by severe seizures, frequent hospitalizations, and significant developmental and motor impairments. Marianne Meskis, Executive Director of the Dravet Syndrome Foundation.
Dravet syndrome is a catastrophic, lifelong epilepsy associated with high physical and emotional burdens that can severely impact quality of life for both patients and their families. The good news is that there are now additional treatment options available to reduce seizure frequency, which can be critically important for patients whose seizures are not well controlled on current medications.
For more information about Dravet syndrome, signs to look for, and the latest treatments available, visit DravetFoundation.org. Again, that's DravetFoundation.org. Zogenix is proud to sponsor this message.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's 34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend Michael Harrison, who is my friend and colleague, actually. We've been together doing this program and doing lots of things in the world of news talk radio for several decades and then some. And so it goes, and we continue to do that with every weekly, our time together every week is spent taking apart the major stories, having Michael tell us what he thinks about some of them based on his research, the stuff that they do at Talkers Magazine, listening to all the stations and hosts and stuff and keeping up with it. Everybody's after him all the time. Hey, tell my story. Tell this story. Tell that story. So there's a story about Bill Maher. We were just talking about him a few minutes ago. I don't think he's ever done radio, but he was a stand-up guy before he had that show on ABC, right? Is that where that came from?
I believe so. I think, yeah. I think he was a comic, and he's still kind of a comic. What's interesting is all of those late-night guys are comics. The monologue is part of that show, that format. Uh-huh. But Maher was the host of a show called Politically Incorrect. And he was canceled for being politically incorrect during one of the Persian wars. He mentioned something to the effect he criticized calling American soldiers or sailors heroes for shooting off rockets from 20, 30 miles away, that mm-hmm. it takes courage to do it in the face of your enemy, not from a remote position.
So what's wrong with that statement? Is there something
I'm not
going
to get into the right or wrong of it. That's what he said that got him fired.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that statement, but that's me. I mean, are we not allowed anymore? When you put, it's like Imus, when he was put on stations, it was to stir the pot. Then when he stirred the pot, he got fired. So what is it? You guys that run these stations, hello, make up your mind.
Well, there's been a movement away from having a stomach for controversy on the part of corporate radio. There was once a time when stations considered their success by how many people complained.
Yeah, and, who's calling?
Right, we're getting complaints.
I worked for a general manager in Boston, and he said that he and the program director both said this was in the 70s when they went talk at this station. It had been a music station, and the guy was running the station said, "This is fabulous. Look at all the calls we're getting. Look at all the listeners we must have." And, he'd field the calls himself, say, "Thanks very much for listening. Understand your point of view. Please keep listening and please keep calling me." And the advertisers would be thrilled because they're getting so much response. And as you pointed out a few minutes ago, hello, it's all about how we program our station so that we get the most listeners so we can sell the most advertising and make the most money. Duh.
And what works is always being argued in the broadcasting business. And different things are in vogue. And when those things are in vogue, the other things are out of vogue.
Right.
And then they come back. Because there's no empirical truth as to how to get people to listen. It has to do with the circumstances and the way, the chessboard is set up. Who's doing what?
Yep,
if there's a vacuum to fill. If you can fill a vacuum and there's a demand for that vacuum, you're going to suddenly look smart. If there's no demand for the vacuum, well, then you're just filling empty space. Or you're going into a crowded field where everybody's doing it, and the pie is being split up into teeny pieces. That's what's happening in the podcast field right now.
Mm-hmm. So see where that goes. Now, how about in the book department? There are lots of different, when you go into a bookstore, you can find one anymore.
Yeah,
there are a lot of different categories. I have one that I go into. It's a Barnes & Noble that actually is, and there's one in Los Angeles, too, that I go into when I'm there. It's kind of a cool place to go because there are a lot of other things going on there besides just selling books.
Like they have a free bathroom.
Yeah, for the homeless people in Los Angeles. Yeah, that's true. So Barack Obama's book, his wife wrote a book, and now he's written a book. They got $68 million the day they left the White House 4 years ago, and they were told, write a book and you'll get more. So Obama's book apparently is 700 pages long. And it took him a couple of days to do the audio portion of the book. He's on all the late night talk hosts on the shows. All of the late night hosts are doing goo goo and gaga over him. And the book has sold, 880,000 copies the first day. Are you going to read it? Will you read it?
No, I won't read the whole. I don't have the interest or time to read the whole thing. But I will. Yeah. I will read excerpts from it, and I will read. Critiques of it and all that. So I'll be familiar with it within a few days.
Don't you think it's fun when you look at when Obama left, he was disgraced. Trump was he's going to be the hero, fix everything that Obama screwed up. Now, when you look back, people say, oh, Obama, what a great president. And when Obama became president, when Bush went out, oh, that bastard Bush, no good. And now he's a hero. And when Bush came in and Clinton went out, and now Clinton, it just is so funny how we react to these people after the fact. The new
ones, things get worse, we get nostalgia for them. But I wouldn't go so far as to say Obama was disgraced. I think that the country was split.
In some circles, it just depends. There was a lot of race that entered into that one way or another, as we all know. We haven't grown up much here, which brings us around to the business of our friends and those who are not our friends. Number 8 on the countdown list of stories is a focus on the various countries that have obviously, there's this whole business about, what is it, Dominion, the voting, and who counts the votes and where they go and what country is, even Venezuela is on the list of baddies.
And most of these are conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Okay, so do they have legs?
Well, they as evidenced before, there's a whole industry of people telling people what they want to hear, whatever it might be, whether it's Rudy Giuliani or Dominion conspiracy theories or deep state intrigue or whatever, that the entire country is corrupt and that the only honest source of information is Donald Trump.
Really?
Huh. There is. That movement is happening.
I know that is. I'm being facetious. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, think about it.
Yeah, right. Yep. So when Trump is gone, then who are they going to lean on? Who comes
Trump
along?
Will never be gone.
Oh, you agree?
Trump will never. He'll never be gone. He will continue on through either Trumpism, or he will be running for 2024, or he'll be doing books and television and radio. He's
going to do that. We know that.
He's not going to be gone. The question is he going to remain the most powerful person in the Republican Party because of all the, he got a tremendous number of votes. He got more votes this time than he did the last time.
Just
that Biden got even more votes than anybody ever got. But the point is that the Republican politicians don't want to mess with Trump because they don't want to, feel the wrath of all the people out there who follow him.
Right.
So he's a power maker. He's a power broker.
Here's the latest rumor. You want to hear the latest rumor?
Sure, why not?
You've probably already heard this rumor. Well, we all know that, sadly, Rush Limbaugh is in tough shape in terms of his health and well-being, and how much longer he stays on the radio, remains to be seen. But there are those who say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put Sean Hannity in that time. We're going to add an hour to his show, and that will be devoted to Donald Trump. Trump can be on the radio 1 hour a day. As most people think, he can't do a whole show. So how would that work? He and Hannity are friends? It's as good as any other rumor. I guess it's floating around, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. If it does, it'll last a few weeks. Donald Trump can't hold a candle to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity in terms of the discipline it takes and the love for the medium it takes to commit yourself to doing radio.
But if he's on with Hannity, the two of them are doing a program an hour together, you don't think that would work?
I don't know if Hannity will want to share the microphone with Trump.
They were buddies.
Well, they're buddies when you're president. It's convenient to have a buddy like that. Otherwise, why does Hannity need to have a sidekick? He came up through having a sidekick with the late Alan Colmes, and before Alan died, he broke free of that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that he did, and it didn't hurt him at all. As a matter of fact, he was up and down. So where does he fit? That's an interesting question. He has his afternoon radio program, and then he does his stuff over at Fox TV, and he's the number one, I think. Isn't he the number one?
Well, we have him number one the last 2 years. We have him number one on the Heavy 100 of radio.
Right.
And I believe he's the highest rated at Fox, although every day it changes. Tucker Carlson has a huge following as well. So, the three opinion hosts on Fox, Tucker, Sean, and Laura, all seem to be doing well.
I don't get Tucker Carlson at all. You?
That's neither here nor there.
I can say that. You don't have to. I'm amazed at what it is that attracts people. I could say that about my years on the radio, your years on the radio. We all find a niche. We find an audience, and we serve the audience. So. It's kind of silly just reflecting on my own stuff, for me to say that Tucker Carlson isn't my cup of tea. He doesn't care.
He's got plenty of people. It doesn't make any difference. Right.
No, it doesn't make any difference at all.
And I've never set myself up to be an artistic critic of people on the radio. I support everybody being there unless I think that they are absolutely deadly dangerous.
Yeah. All right. So I had an experience I want to tell you about yesterday on a new radio program that actually Talkers has helped me understand what was going on. But also a fellow who's a colleague of ours has managed to put together something that's actually pretty unique on talk radio. I was a guest on this show yesterday. China, you pronounce it better than I do.
China über alles.
Right.
It's German for China above all. Über, above, alles, all. It was something that Hitler and the Germans used during Nazism to say Deutschland above all. And it's a sarcastic approach to China that China is following in the fascistic and totalitarian tradition of Nazi Germany.
Right. So I was invited to come on, and I spent a half hour with Nan Su and Amy and Bill
Graff.
How'd
it go?
It was great radio, actually, if I do say so myself. They talked about, they brought me in as the host of the DJV program, but also because Bill knows me, he knows that I do the farmer show, and he wanted to talk about agriculture and what the Chinese are doing to our agricultural industry here. And, you know, it was really quite an interesting experience.
Good.
It's something, it's on radio stations, but there's also a podcast connected to it, I believe, as well. Is there not?
It's not on radio stations. It's on one radio station, and that's KSCO.
Right.
KSCO.com, and people want to hear China über alles. You can hear the podcast after a new show streams every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, I know. I did it. We were on live. When I was on with them, I know we were doing it live. Yeah, it was a good experience.
Did you do it from the West Coast, from the East Coast? Were you in the Northeast?
Yeah, no, I did it right in my studio.
I don't know where you are.
You
did it between 5 and 7 p.m. Eastern time. Right.
Right. It was 6 o'clock. Yep. Yeah. It was a very good experience. They knew the right questions to ask. We all have to know more about. There's more attention that needs to be focused. I spent part of the time bemoaning the fact that, you know, everybody talks big, but nobody's holding China accountable for this current situation that we're in, where lives have been ruined, lives have been lost, lives have been changed, people's routine has been altered, their lives perhaps altered permanently. And so what are we doing about it? Nothing. Zero. There's not anything being done that's outwardly focused on having, whether it's retribution or the Chinese government, pay for what they've created, what they've caused. I don't see any of that. And they were happy to have me say that.
Well, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I don't fully agree that nothing's being done. I think there's a lot of consciousness raising going on in America.
Yeah.
I think you don't turn the ship around that quickly when you're so intrinsically connected and tied in economically to another country. And I think we have a lot of sorting out to do and a lot of knots to untangle. So and I think we're heading in the right direction. Plus, Trump has threatened, I don't know if threat's a good word, he's said that before he goes out, he's going to impose a whole bunch of sanctions and a whole bunch of, you know, punishment on China that'll be difficult.
Oh, I think he's the only one who's done that. I'm talking about Congress, but he really is. Trump's the only one who's done anything outwardly to encourage, let's say, pharmaceuticals come back to America. And, you know, we're going to give you incentives to do it. Where else is that?
That's the only thing that Trump has done as president that both sides can agree on.
Agree on, right.
Now, there's a terrible fear among the Chinese-American community and people who are hip to the problems of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, that Biden's in bed with them, and that as soon as he becomes president, you know, we're going to... I don't see it happening. Biden's a politician. One of the things about Biden that people who hate Biden don't seem to understand is he's pragmatic. He changes. He goes with the flow. And I seriously doubt that Biden is going to be pro-China.
But when you look at his, when he first started as a congressman, his net worth was about $600,000, something like that. And according to his tax returns, his net worth now is about $16 million. And
Everybody says, where'd that come from? So his detractors are happy to point at, look, see, he got it all from China.
Yeah, well, they could say whatever they want. You can also say every president and every vice president and every governor, people, they retire from their jobs pretty wealthier than they were when they went in and how they make the money. I mean, come on, grow up, people.
All right,
you can find this on anybody. You can find you can find dirt on anyone.
MH interview this week. MH interview this week.
Oh, this one. This one we took a week off. We Walter Sterling next week.
Walter Sterling. Wow, the great Walter Sterling will be on the MH interview. Michael Harrison from Talkers here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmere Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Pacific Justice Institute is defending Coles Valley Church in Umpqua, Oregon. The rural church sought permission from Douglas County to convert just one room in its building into a parsonage. A neighboring vineyard owner appealed to the Oregon's Land Use Board of Appeals, which overturned the county's initial ruling.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for us to continue on now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And now we have with us Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a college professor in law. He is a legal lawyer. Is there a such thing as an illegal lawyer? I don't know.
Rudy Giuliani's giving it a good shot these days, so who knows?
Did you see the hair dye running down his face?
I really felt bad for the poor guy.
I did too. Yeah. Apparently he's developing kind of a drinking problem as well, so
that explains some
of his escapades. At any rate, well, we can tie that in. Steve Wiseman here, and we overview with his expertise some of the legal impacts, the Trump refusal to concede, all of the challenges. Are they going by the wayside, though? I was spending time with lawyers on the other side and judges and stuff. Where is all of this going?
Right into the porcelain receptacle. And it's kind of interesting because he's had plan A and plan B. Plan A was more conventional, challenging in the courts what he alleged were improprieties in the election, which, of course, anyone can do. We had a precedent for it with Bush and Gore. But even there, if we were upset then, you know, it was done in a dignified legal process. This thing is a scattershot of no evidence, and consequently, judges are throwing these out at initial hearings because there's nothing there. So with that strategy going by the wayside and all of those court cases dropping, now the president is even trying to target individual electors in the states and people charged of counting it to get them to switch over, even though the popular vote, which is now up well over 5 million in a difference, even though that went for Biden, he's trying to get electors to switch over to him. It's frankly little chance of success, but a frightening attack on democracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. It wouldn't be the first time people were frightened by some of the stuff that Mr. Trump is doing.
You got that right.
I don't understand, from the legal point of view, can you explain? I think a lot of people have been asking me on the air this week about the Georgia runoffs and why they were necessary in the first place. What's the legal, what's the justification for these? It seems rather strange that this would be taking place in the way that it is.
Yeah, you know, and there again, it's an indication of the election laws are significantly different from state to state. So if you don't have a candidate who gets a clear majority, and this comes when you have relatively strong third-party candidates, in that instance, you will have a runoff election between the top vote getters. This is contrasted to what we are now going to have in Massachusetts, in which they have in Maine, where they have ranked choice, where you can have there is no clear-cut winner with a majority, you vote for a second choice, and that can prevent this kind of a runoff. But it's a different law in Georgia, and it's a legitimate thing, certainly.
Has this happened before? I don't remember this sort of thing in my years of doing talk radio, something that we talked about, but I don't remember everything that we've talked about, so it seems strange, and I don't know a lot of people understand really why it's happening, so you help there.
Well, you're riding in the same boat I am, because when I saw this happening, and with two of them, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, I don't remember ever seeing it in a significant election like this before.
No, not at all. It's really strange. All right, let's see. The Chinese and the Russians and the Venezuelans and the Cubans, according to conspiracy theorists, affected our election. What is it, Dominion? I don't even understand.
Yeah, Dominion, a Venezuelan company, and apparently the elections being interfered with by a Venezuelan leader who died in 2013. So it's really strange. Yeah, the conspiracy theories are just wild, unsupported, but they're a good indication of how misinformation can be spread and believed by significant numbers.
Well, I think you can believe the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians would be messing around. I don't have a doubt.
Well, the funny thing is, the stuff I saw from intelligence reports were that the Russians did less. Partly because we were doing such a good job of misinformation on our own, we were disrupting our own election.
Oh, perfect. Glad to hear that. That's good to know. Even J.J. Wiseman here helping us with understanding some of the important aspects of the stories that appear every week at Talkers Magazine. You get the stories and the people list at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound, a force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other? No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstro. We are paying a bit less at the gas pump this week.
Gasoline prices did go down, this time just one penny to an average price of $2.18 for a regular grade. It would have been more of a drop because of such weak demand and strong gasoline supply if crude oil prices had not risen during the same period.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average is 51 cents less than we were paying last Thanksgiving. The head of the U.S. effort to produce a coronavirus vaccine says the first immunizations could happen December 12th. On ABC's This Week Sunday, the top scientific advisor for Operation Warp Speed, Dr. Moncef Slouy, said a Food and Drug Administration advisory committee next month will meet to review the requests by Pfizer and Moderna for emergency use authorization for their COVID vaccines.
When the FDA, on December 10th for Pfizer and on December 17th for Moderna, reviews and gets the advice from its advisory committee of independent experts and hopefully approves the vaccine.
Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech recently announced the vaccine appears 95% effective at preventing mild to severe COVID-19 disease in a large ongoing study. Thousands of people marched in Taipei's streets Sunday demanding the reversal of a decision to allow U.S. pork imports into Taiwan, alleging food safety issues. The ban is due to be lifted in January. The new policy allows imports of pork with acceptable residues of ractopamine, a drug added into animal feed that promotes the growth of lean meat some farmers use in pigs. The drug is banned by the European Union, but it's legal in the U.S. markets. Demonstrators marched in front of the presidential office building as part of an annual labor march. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson plans to end an England-wide lockdown as scheduled on the 2nd of December and will announce a return to regional restrictions.
Johnson's office also confirmed plans to begin a nationwide COVID-19 vaccination program next month, assuming regulators approve a vaccine against the virus. The government also will increase mass testing in an effort to suppress the virus until vaccines can be rolled out. Johnson's office says that the government plans to return to using a three-tiered system of localized restrictions in England, with areas facing different lockdown measures based on the severity of their outbreaks. Sarah Shackley, London.
The Belarusian human rights group, Vyazna, says more than 140 people have been arrested, many of them beaten by police during protests calling for the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko, to resign. More news at townhall.com. Toilet paper aisles are emptying again.
This is COVID-19 curfews and shutdowns in states from California to New York sent pandemic-weary shoppers on a new scramble for essentials. Walmart said it was seeing pockets of lower-than-normal availability for toilet paper and Lysol wipes. As of Friday afternoon, 22 states have imposed restrictions aimed at decreasing spread of the virus, giving rise to a new round of panic buying from shoppers and purchase limits from retailers, including Target and Kroger. Patrick Foss reporting.
Black clergy leaders are joining forces with the United Way of New York City for a new initiative designed to combat the coronavirus's outsized toll on African Americans through ramped-up testing, contact tracing, and treatment management. It will begin in five major cities, with a goal of ultimately reaching some 400,000 people. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboy. Double cross. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits?
Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The number of stations that I was on at the time, comparing them to his station list, and it was just, it was kind of fun, but he never wanted to reveal what number one was. He wanted to spoil. He said, don't tell them what's number one until you get there. And so what I do here with all of our stories, we kind of bounce around from one end to another because it seems a different. I mean, I like giving them to you in order, but we don't spend as much time on number 10 as we do on number one. Having said that, number 10 this week is a focus on President Barack Obama's new book, A Promised Land. Apparently, the book sold more than 880,000 copies the first day it was on the shelves, most for any book published by Penguin Random House. It's on track to be the best-selling presidential memoir. The only other book that's beaten those day one sales was Harry Potter. So, that's pretty interesting. And there's been a love fest, you know, all the late night shows have had him on, and they're all doing their cutesy interviews with him, yada, yada. Although I don't know that this isn't, you know, I was thinking about how there's always a look back. Oh, GM, when Trump became president, only for the good old days of Obama. And then when Obama was first elected, we're only for the good old days of Bush. And when Bush was elected, if it was only for the good old days of Clinton. People that were despised when they were in office.
Totally. And George W. Bush makes me laugh. Cause
I know.
I use my mom as my own example. Like, my mom just couldn't stand him and said he was stupid and that the only books he read were coloring books and all the George W. Bush jokes, right? And now, look at, he's a great patriot. It's okay. Yeah. Right.
All right. So anyway, that's the Obama book story. Anybody, either of the two of you tend to buy it and read it?
My mom has read pretty much every presidential memoir, every book about every president. So she's definitely going to be reading this.
Yeah, it'd be a good
Christmas present. I think 700 pages.
I'm going to take a hard pass.
Well, but because I get that. And then when it comes to is Trump going to write a book? He's been offered a lot of money to write a book. That's for sure. Anyway, we'll see what happens. It's part of the landscape, if you will, of
Adam
where
Carolla
we are.
Was making fun of him for how long-winded it was, because I guess he locked himself in a room for like 29 hours to do the book on tape, and that the book was just so long. And I don't know. Adam Carolla was just goofing on him for being kind of a narcissist because of the length of everything.
Well, I think he's a little bit. I think you got to be a narcissist. In part, a little bit, to be president. I mean, how else are you motivated?
Ego, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, number nine, which is a focus of part of Obama's book, is race relations in our country, the situation. Do we have anything that popped out this week? I was trying to think back on the things that we've talked about on the DGV program this week. Any of them having to do with the police and somebody getting shot, or do we have a week without that? Or there was some Breonna Taylor stuff, it seems to me, that showed up this week. Wasn't there? Was it about the police officer who has sexual something against him?
That was last week, wasn't it?
Was that was last week, yeah. But, that guy, Hankison is his name. And then the other cop who shot into the wrong apartment, and so now he's trying to sue Breonna Taylor's boyfriend.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
For emotional distress.
Good for him. Yeah. That'll go.
Right.
Yeah, help yourself there, Charlie. Number eight on the list is our relationship with China, Russia, Iran, whether we pull our troops out of Afghanistan. So what are we, at the end of the week, it seems to be, we've been talking a lot this week about certain election abnormalities, Jennifer, that are tied to the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the Venezuelans, the Cubans. So where is all of that?
Yeah, I think the election stuff, the accusations that were made by the campaign this week, by the campaign's lawyers, directly involved a communist plot that was conducted both inside and outside of the country, and it had roots back to Venezuela. And not only the system of voting, which was created under Hugo Chavez, but also direct ties to Maduro, who's the current president of Venezuela. So that's playing out. As far as Iran and China, obviously there's an appetite to see China held accountable. I think with Iran and Russia, I haven't heard too much directly about what will happen with them if Joe Biden is sworn into office. But Joe Biden did this week say it's his intent to get back into the Iran nuclear agreement, which was done as part of the Obama administration and pretty quickly dispatched under Trump once he got into office. I think like day 100 and something, 50 probably. I think Trump knocked that one out.
Right. Okay. Unless you have something to say that you want to add to that, Victoria, we'll move on to number seven.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. No, I like that. Number seven is a focus on cable news and the TV, the talk, what they call the talk TV wars. That's how it's phrased by Talkers Magazine. More conservative, there's the thought that Trump's going to start his own or buy out Newsmax.
Well, I think the real story on cable news is that conservatives have become really disenfranchised with Fox News. And so Fox News, for the first time, Fox and Friends, the morning show, which is usually extremely popular, lost the morning Joe for the first time in 20 years. And
really?
So people are saying that there's...
But morning Joe is not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, they beat them in the ratings because the conservatives, it's not in the middle at all. Are you kidding? Have you ever listened to...
Well,
I listen sometimes just to get me souped up for my poor program.
Right, but his wife is certainly not on the... On the right, but it sort of tells you something.
It's not conservative, but the conservatives have left Fox News. They're not going to MSNBC. It just means that MSNBC's viewership is now greater than Fox when conservatives.
Well, how's Shepard Smith doing on CNBC? How's that?
That I don't know. He's been very quiet over there, and maybe it's just because CNBC is not one of the sources I typically check in with. I usually check in with CNN, MSNBC, Fox, sometimes Fox Business, but now a lot of conservatives are going to Newsmax or they're going to One America News, and they're leaving behind Fox. And it's become a quick problem, and it happened on election night. As soon as Fox called Arizona for Biden, as soon as the polls closed, that really disenfranchised a lot of people, and away they went.
Well, the McLaughlins.
So that just proves, though, that people really only want to watch and hear what they want.
What they
want
to hear.
I mean, why do you think people watch CNN? It's like an echo chamber. It's just,
And well, all these Newsmax is too.
Right.
Become a real. This guy, Christopher Ruddy, has created something that Newsmax magazine is full of baloney, but there's a lot. Actually, I find when I read it, it's very interesting. I don't read it for the political stuff. There's a lot of really good information about health and money, you know, that kind of stuff. It actually has some value for me anyway, who's not interested in the political shake that's there, but I am interested in some of the other things that they offer. I think that's going to be a target. Don't be surprised. Ruddy actually got a huge, I think 40%. He sold out 40% this past week to a hedge fund. So that means he's making
ratings
money.
On news. The Newsmax ratings in the last like 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, they weren't great before, but they've tripled and quadrupled.
Yeah, right. They were nothing to sneak. Yeah, right.
Right. No. I mean, so they're on the upward trajectory. I actually even checked him out last night because I'm like, okay, what is this all about? So I actually tracked him down and watched, and it was actually someone who I know that was hosting a show. It's not bad. Their point is that we want the truth, right? We don't want all the laughing and the eye rolling. We want to know the truth specifically when it comes to these claims about the election. And that's where I stand. Look, I know this sounds wild, but I want to know if you're making a claim that there is a communist threat that has taken on our voting systems, you're damn straight we better be investigating this. Whether you prove that it's a total farce or you prove that this is real, that both of these outcomes are going to matter now or should matter to the American people.
Okay. I think that's what
people are looking for Newsmax to do, or some of these other places.
Well, they
want to
be in the echo chamber. That's part of it. They want
to. But I think there's an appetite for people who want to actually just get covered. Is my point.
Yeah.
And the news media is busy talking about Thanksgiving travel.
You know how Mike McVeigh, who is our consultant, says we're the other show. there's a need for another, the other network, if you will. And it ain't MSNBC. It isn't Newsmax. It isn't CNN. It could very well be, these guys may be smarter than you think. If they're disenfranchising from the hard right that they were at before, where are they going? These people, Murdoch, the Murdoch family's not a bunch of dummies. I mean, these people are worth billions of dollars. They've figured out how to do it. It may be that somebody there has figured out, Lachlan is, I think, the son of Rupert who's running the news organization. Not the other brother kind of took off. These people are not stupid. They have got something in their mind. They'll lock onto something that will be appealing. You just kind of wait and see. In a moment, we focus on where the weather is going. It's 17 after. This is the Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and me, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's move back into our focus here. The charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, are the focus. And we have gotten from number 10 to number 7. The Obama book is 10. Reform is number 9. Affairs with our foreign friends is 8. I say that in quotation marks. Cable news wars, number 7. I would just say, I was just looking at a list of the books of the year, the 100 notable books, and there are a lot of them. I don't know how many people are actually reading anymore. Do people read, do they actually buy the book, or do they use those, what did I get you for Christmas? It's called a Kindle. Right, Jennifer?
You got me the Nook, actually, the Barnes & Noble version of the Kindle. Yeah, a little, like an e-reader, basically, is what I think they're called now. Although they've almost become obsolete because people are using their iPads and their other devices.
Okay. So what when you buy, let's say, talking about Obama's book, but all the other books that have been out there, a ton of nonfiction books. There's a lot of good books around right now, and a lot of people are reading more. I know somebody spent the day in bed on Saturday just reading a couple of books because, you know, that's what the climate allows us to do, I guess, much as anything else. So are they... there's a book about Winston Churchill that's supposed to be very good. Newt Gingrich book and Ronald Reagan's book and Malcolm X and all these others. So do they have hard, you know, you go into Barnes and Noble and you see the hardback books that are there. But what about having them? Can you just click onto a website someplace and find the book? Or you have to buy it if you're using?
Just download it.
Oh, mm-hmm. And you have to pay for that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it as much as buying
really
the book
cool.
or a store?
A lot of people don't realize that the library is such a really good resource for stuff like that.
Hello.
You can actually rent books to download, so not like physical books, but you can actually download books and keep them, I think, they say for like 2 weeks, and then they pop back out. And you can do that for free, which I think is a great resource. And I think a lot of people just assume with the library you have to go in and get a book, but you can actually download from the library site.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the weather. The La Nina impact that will happen. There was a tutorial on that. I've been watching, and I find the weather important for lots of different reasons for me, not only the farm, but what I'm going to do with my life and time during the winter. I don't want to get stuck in storms someplace. So the numbers and the way things look right now, La Nina, which is basically, and help me with this, Jennifer, I'm not sure I get it right. It's the southern Pacific waters and the temperature of the waters around, especially south of Hawaii, that whole big swath in there that's equatorial Pacific waters, right? If they're warm, then they affect the jet stream. Yeah, La Nina. This is a La Nina winter. And for the most part, over the last 6-7 years, La Nina winters, or 10 years, whatever it is, have been warmer. There's only one example of one that was colder and worse snow-wise. Than what happens with La Nina. But do they alternate? Is it 1 year? Can you count on La Nina and the next year El Nino? Or is it just
I don't
random?
Think you even have to have I don't think you even have to have a year that's been designated one or the other. I know when we're in El Nino years, then that is really wet and brings a lot of water. La Nina years are a lot drier, and I think that they're I'm not sure that they have to be part of the year, but certainly when it's part of the forecast, you know how to you know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for us, we could really use some rain and some water because things have been so dry.
We've had a drought here in the Northeast. I don't know how it is where you are in New Jersey now.
We've had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
This has been a very rainy fall.
We're not in drought yet in Southern California, but because we had a rainy year last year, I think, was actually a pretty rainy year. But because we had so many fires, because there's just still so much overgrowth, that rain really helps to just get everything back again.
Does it. Keep it. Yeah, well, the rain helps to get growth, and then, you know, everything turns green, and then
again.
It dries. Exactly. Let's have another fire.
At least for 6 months, it feels nice.
Yeah, it does, and it looks nice, too. It's wonderful. All right, coming up in the next half hour, from number 5 to number 1 we go. You'll be surprised because number 1, it is not what it has been. Let's put it that way. There's a little bit of change-a-roo-y going on at 28 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fetter, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What's new in-store at Staples?
Printing that gives you more.
HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now available with HP Plus.
HP Plus saves you money with 6 months of free ink at no extra cost and saves you trouble with double the warranty.
The OfficeJet Pro is HP's best printer for working and learning from home.
HP Plus, available only at Staples.
Shop in-store or get same day with Instacart.
See staples.com/HP Plus for details. Instacart fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 30.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We
are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get back into the fold here. Second half hour of the Talk Radio Review. We do this every week. We being the DJV clan, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, taking a sort of break from our normal bill of fare to go through the numbers and the stories as gleaned by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Put this chart together. You can see it at talkers.com every week listed there. Number 5 is the situation in education in our country. What a mess. I suppose it's connected. I mean, most of this stuff now is connected to COVID from here on in for the rest of the time that we're together. There's some connection to COVID. So school closings, what's open, what isn't. A lot of people, me included, think schools should just be open and the chips fall where they may. I'm not sure that is considered. Well, it depends
on
where you are.
That's what the CDC said the other day at the press conference they had at the White House. They said that the schools should be open. And
yep.
I think there's been a lot of heat on this because of the differences between Cuomo and de Blasio in New York. They hate each other. They're not communicating. They had a marker.
Very mature of them.
If they were at like 0.3% or whatever it is, that they would close down the schools immediately. Well, they were at 2.5% or something in the state, but 3% in the city. They're back and forth about whether or not the schools would close. And that we talked about actually on the DJV show this week. Andrew Cuomo kind of blew up at a reporter who just asked, "Is school going to be open tomorrow?" And apparently that was some sort of, I don't know. He took it as a question that was a little too tough, and so Andrew Cuomo kind of erupted and said, "Of course I'm telling you if schools are going to be open tomorrow," but then he never really did. So there's been this back and forth about that, and I think unfortunately it stems from political disagreements between de Blasio and Cuomo more than it really does about the science.
Isn't that
on COVID
the case usually? Yeah.
Well, the weird thing is that the public schools in New York are closed, but the private schools are still open.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either the,
that's been the case.
It makes no sense. Why are they closing the public schools and not the private? I don't know. It's weird.
Shouldn't be closing any of them. What's it like in New Jersey?
They don't have jurisdiction over the
No, they have no jurisdiction. So in New Jersey, what's the
schools are open
the school
here.
Situation? They are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Schools are open here. Unless there's an outbreak, which, you know, I told you guys on the DJV show this week, my friend has two kids who are in, I think, they're both 11 or 12. And, you know, some stupid parent decided that they were, you know, going to go trick-or-treating and all the kids were going to go with them. And the father had COVID and had a fever while they were trick-or-treating and didn't think anything of it. And then now spread. So the whole school had to be shut down for 2 weeks. But schools in general in New Jersey are all open. The governor said he doesn't have any plans to close the schools.
Governor of Massachusetts said yesterday that if you were going to come home for Thanksgiving break from your college, you better be tested because we're going to check you when you get off the plane. I don't know what that means. Driving a car into the state, I got to check everybody at the border.
Yeah.
So they
know that college kids are a big, they're super spreaders. Yeah, I mean, college kids have been, you know, they may
that
not be
group.
Sick themselves, but they're having parties and they're spreading it everywhere. And now they're going to be leaving campuses. New Jersey and New York, they want kids to be tested before they come home.
Selfish. All right, so what's the school situation in California, Jennifer, where you are? There's nothing. It's kind of like I was talking to
LA
my daughter last night.
L.A.'s closed down. What does your daughter say?
Well, she's a college prof, and they're closed down. She's doing it remotely from her office on the campus. My grandson, who's in kindergarten, he's never seen his classmates. He's never met them. That's not. I mean, he's seen them on the screen and thinks that that's normal. Okay, is that how I'm going to go to school? Is that how a lot of kids that age think this is normal because they don't know.
Thank God for your daughter and your son-in-law, because think about the pressure that's on parents to make sure that they're teaching kids the fundamentals that they need right now if they're Miles' age to actually grow into, you know, students that can perform well intellectually.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of pressure. Now, outside of L.A. County, there are some counties that are open on a limited basis. I was talking to my friend yesterday who's a school teacher. She's back full-time in Ventura County. And she just went back this week, which I think is so strange because of the Thanksgiving holiday and the back and forth. Her kids have been back in school. Her daughters are going, but only 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
So they've kind of...
Miles is on the Zoom call 3.5 hours a day, and then he has a tutor that spends 3 to 4 hours a day with him as well, not only inside but outside. So he's getting what he needs to. He's very thirsty for knowledge, information, and experiences. So hopefully that's what I... I'm concerned about. Do the children lose their spirit of being curious with all of this going on? Do they just become just a generation of, you know, fat little kids that sit around and look at their devices all the time? That's the real question at this point in time. Number four on the list is the situation with shutdowns beyond school, businesses, that sort of thing, and the focus on one particular ridiculous, arrogant governor of the state of California, and him. You know, this is. I was surprised. It's number four.
He's been really damaged by this.
He should be.
It's national news. It's really, really bad for him, and he deserves it because that was
arrogant
and offensive that he did.
I think he was surprised because normally politicians can skate on this kind of stuff, and they actually don't get called out. But because I think he went to the French Laundry, which is such an expensive restaurant, it shows that he has no compassion for the people who are suffering to actually just put a little bit of food on
the table. So how does this relate to Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done?
It's the same kind of thing.
But is this more
serious?
It seems more.
Well, I don't know. Nancy got a lot of attention for Hairgate, too. But Governor Newsom, I think, because he has been shutting down the state reopening, I think
this is way worse.
When he announced the curfew for the state of California having to be in between 10 and 5, he didn't even do it himself. He sent out the doctor to do it because I think he didn't want to have to take any of the questions to deal with that scrutiny. He's apologized, but it wasn't... His apology, guys, was so ridiculous. And I'll paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me. But he made it seem like he was surprised that there was a party there. He was invited to a 50th birthday. And when he got there, he said, "Oh, I didn't realize so many people." Okay, you know what a party is. A party is not one person. So it's
disingenuous. Who needs to be having a birthday party right now? That's number one. Stop it. You're 50. You're not 10. Okay? A 50th birthday party, no one needs to have that right now. And if I was invited to a 30th birthday party, I would say absolutely not. I've turned down bridal showers, baby showers. I'm not going to any gatherings where you don't know the person. Gavin Newsom is an idiot to even accept an invitation to a 50th birthday party.
The worst thing is that he was there with many of the top health officials from the state who have all been preaching about shutdowns.
Right.
And they were there. None of them were wearing masks, and because there were pictures, it was revealed that they were kind of indoors. There was like one area that let free air come in, but they closed it because their group was so loud. So they were actually indoors. So it's hypocritical on many
levels.
Bunch
of phony balonies. Okay, number three, the post-election political reality with more of a focus on Georgia. I'm looking at this and I can't really tell whether it's going to be two Democrats, one Republican, one Democrat. It's not going to be two Republicans, but I think it's either one Democrat, one Republican, or maybe they'll squeak by with two Democrats. I'm not sure about that. What do you two think, the gut reaction to the Georgia runoffs?
I think most likely it's, I would say if things go the way they're supposed to go, and I don't mean the way they're supposed to go, but judging by the numbers from the first election, it would be two Republicans, because in Kelly Loeffler's race, well, in Kelly Loeffler's race, if you add up the two Republicans that were running against the Democrat, they have a higher number,
Purdue
already won.
But Purdue has had a lot of embarrassing stuff come out about him this week, right?
I don't know if it was anything new. It looks bad. I mean, he's had...
He bought into a company that went public like 5 minutes after he went and bought the thing, and he's on the Senate committee that oversees...
But Loeffler did the same thing. She sold a bunch of stock, and she's got a very similar scandal.
I think they both passed their ethics investigation on that, though, already.
Okay,
I don't know who gives that out.
The
point is, it's going to be about who spends the most money and who has the most activists going into the state. We have people in California warning that you shouldn't move to Georgia just to go vote in this election, because that's what people are trying to do.
It's ridiculous. Great. I think there's going to be an element of voter fatigue, though, too. I'm curious to see, and I don't know the answer, but I'm curious to see what the voter turnout will be, because they just had this huge push. You know, they had record numbers of people voting in Georgia. They just finished the recount. And to now have another election, I don't know if they're going to get people out
fatigue,
in the same numbers.
Victoria, there's fatigue about everything on
right.
this list. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the story list as prepared by the folks, the editors at Talkers Magazine for this week. At number 10, Barack Obama's new book sold 880,000 copies the first day. That's a record, I think, for that kind of a book. Number 9, our focus on reforming various institutions like the police and education and all that good stuff. Number 8, our relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, you name it. We're trying to figure it out, I think, as we go ahead. Number 7, what's going on the conservative cable news channels. Number 6, the discussion of the weather for the winter. Number 5, the education situation and the school opens and closings. It's kind of a crazy thing. The economy, number 4. Number 3, post-election politics. Number 2, Trump and his refusal to concede. And number 1, the COVID situation. Those are the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, we get to the final two items on the talk radio list, the stories list from Talkers Magazine. Just a few moments here. It's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Ask your smart speaker to find your local Sleep Number store today.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Eating certain foods can help preserve brain function, and there's mounting evidence that shows sticking to a method called the MIND diet can make a difference in your risk of cognitive decline and dementia, including Alzheimer's disease.
MIND stands for Mediterranean-Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay.
Dietitian Angie Murad says the MIND diet is a combination of two other healthy diets and includes a variety of brain-friendly foods.
What it emphasizes are leafy greens, berries, nuts, specifically ones that are high in omega-3s, fish, and also including an additional vegetable.
The benefits of the MIND method go beyond just the mind.
Anyone can really benefit to it because it's more of a plant-based diet, which also helps reduce weight if that's something that you're struggling with.
Foods to avoid or limit include butter, cheese, red meat, and sweets. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, the following names appear. At 10, Barack Obama, with a focus on his book and being on a lot of the late night shows, being interviewed everywhere to plug the book. Number 9, Gavin Newsom and his ridiculous reality. There's a guy that you would hope never get elected to anything again. At number 8, the people involved in the runoff in Georgia. 7, Mitch McConnell. 6, Nancy Pelosi. On the list of people from Talkers Magazine, number 5, Dr. Fauci. Number 4, Emily Murphy. Number 3, Kamala Harris. Number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, back in the catbird seat, is the President Donald Trump. Again, the focus on all the stats and the election stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so you got it, the official list from Talkers Magazine, as officially reported on here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so let's get to the top two items this week. On number 2, the election situation, transition, and all of that stuff, Trump not wanting to let that thing go as it normally does, I guess. There are a lot of tensions because the president still seems to be attacking the results of the election. Yes, Jennifer, what does he expect to gain?
Well, the Trump campaign this week said that there was a threat to based in communism, rooted in communism, signed off through Venezuela with these voting machines. And
well, they can make an argument for that that actually holds water, frankly.
Well, yeah, well, that evidence, though.
I mean, one of the pieces of evidence that we all saw on election night, and I think maybe we even commented on it on the program, is that when people went to bed on election night, Trump was up, and he was up by pretty significant numbers in Wisconsin and in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and then the voting stopped for some reason, and that's not usual. Voting doesn't usually stop during election nights. They keep going and they keep counting. Well, it stopped in those states, and then all of a sudden, when it picked up again, they dumped in over 100,000 votes into Biden's column and nothing really into President Trump's column, and so people have questioned it. I've been talking about this forever. Like, what happened? Why would you dump in all those votes at the beginning? What happened overnight? And that's stemming from the controversy that Trump actually broke the algorithm that was put into these machines in this attack, essentially, and he had more votes than they had anticipated, and because of that, he was getting too far ahead. That's why they stopped the count, and that's why there was an infusion of those votes. And so that's a really big claim. So if that is indeed the case, this needs to be investigated. It needs to be thrown out, and the campaign says that they're filing their first lawsuit on this in the next day or two. So we'll see
all
what
right.
kind of information see
what happens.
Comes out. Yeah.
Number 1, all of the COVID information. I'm looking at a picture of people lined up for coronavirus testing in North Dakota, and the line is running through a cemetery. I find that to be a very interesting caption.
Dodgers see. Well, everybody's getting their tests before they travel for Thanksgiving, so that's why it's so crazy right now.
Right. Okay.
But
all right,
Pfizer did apply for their FDA emergency approval. We were waiting for that, and that means that's the next step to get the vaccine deployed by pretty much December, the beginning of December.
Yep. The average coronavirus cases have increased more in North and South Dakota than any place else, which also is kind of interesting. I see that Ben Carson treated his COVID infection with an herbal extract. I'm not sure what the herbal extract is, though. I'm going to dig around and look into that. But there are all kinds of, you know, people keep talking about the drugs and the vaccines and stuff. There are a lot of natural ways to enhance your immune system so you can avoid this. That may be the final word here because we're out of time. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Dr. Farrell in Palace Cedro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palos Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. Time for us to check in on the top five items from the world of technology this week, the things that made news. Victoria Keelan has reported on all five of these, so she will give you the essence of them from number five to number one. At number five, Hulu. Hulu.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hulu is in the news this week, and not for a great reason. They are announcing a price hike, and so now Hulu with live TV. I know this is just, it's going to be something that we're just, you know, like cable. Every month the cable bill keeps going up. Yep. Now all of the streaming services are doing the same. So Hulu with live TV currently costs $54.99 a month, and it's now going up to $64.99 a month. So it's a $10 hike. It will begin on December 18th. It will affect both new and current customers, so there's no way to get around it. And they last increased their monthly cost last year. This basically December 18th of 2019. They went up $10 last year. So if you started at some point in 2019, you're now $20 ahead or behind, however you look at it. You're paying $20 more per month for Hulu with live TV. It is one of the more popular services. It has more than 4 million customers. YouTube TV, which is the service that I use, that only has about 3 million. And so you can still get cheaper options. Sling TV is about $30 a month, which is a really good bargain, but you're not going to get the same number of channels. You're not going to get the premium channels. It's a little more basic. So I think this is just sort of the new reality. YouTube TV is also $65 a month, so everybody's kind of on par now at the same price, but, you know, it's at some point they're going to have to put a cap on it or else people are going to go back to cable.
Yep. Number four.
On Instagram, you can now actually search keywords instead of only being able to search for hashtags or direct accounts. This is kind of interesting. You can now search for recipes. You can search for puppies, flowers, whatever it is that you want to see, or accounts that would be linked to those things. It makes it a lot easier to navigate the system. It also makes it easier to find new accounts to follow on Instagram, which I think is something that a lot of people struggle with on Instagram. It's not that easy to have a new account and be discovered and to gain the followers that a lot of other, you know, like the Kardashians, Kardashians or celebrities have. So I think the keyword search is going to be really helpful. When Twitter initially launched their keyword search, Twitter ended up becoming like a Google search. I mean, it became one of the biggest resources for searching on the internet. So Instagram might end up that way. As of right now, they're staying away from anything that is remotely controversial. So if you search for vaccines or QAnon or Trump or Biden, you're going to get zero results. So Instagram wants to make it clear this is not a political platform. This is a lifestyle platform, and that's where they want to keep it. Which I think is good. There's enough politics in the world, right?
Number three, a focus on the electric car industry.
The electric car industry now has its own lobbying group, and it's called Zero Emission Transportation Association, also known as ZETA. Tesla, Uber, Rivian, and Lucid are the major electric vehicle makers that are now in this group. They say that the mission is that 100% of new car sales will be electric by 2030. It's a bold initiative. It's probably not going to happen. But that's the direction they want to move in. California recently announced plans to ban the sale of combustion engine vehicles by 2035. New Jersey is moving pretty quickly in the electric car arena as well. The governor here just recently signed legislation to have a lot more charging stations, public charging stations, put in at gas stations and things like that. So the electric vehicle market is definitely alive and booming and thriving. And this group is also going to push for the extension of the federal government, the federal tax credit for new electric vehicles, which is $7,500 that you get back when you actually buy an electric vehicle. So it's interesting that they now have a lobbying group. I think we kind of all saw that eventually this would have to happen.
Number two, Twitter and the disappearing, the case, it sounds like a Perry Mason thing.
Yeah, I know.
Twitter and the case of the disappearing tweets.
Yep, Twitter rolled out Fleets. They are the tweeting, it's the new tweeting feature that they first announced. Essentially, they're ripping off Facebook and Instagram, the stories. It sits at bubbles at the top of the screen, just like on Instagram, and your stories will last, your Fleets will last for 24 hours. So they're trying it out, and essentially all the social media sites will end up looking exactly the same. That's where we're headed.
Number one, a COVID-fighting tool.
The coronavirus surge, obviously, you know, we're in the middle of it, and 100 million Americans actually have the ability to get pop-up notifications from local health authorities if someone around them has been exposed to the virus. You just have to go onto your phone, and under settings, you'll see exposure alerts, and just turn them on, and you will then get Bluetooth-enabled alerts if you've been around someone exposed to the virus.
There they are, the top five technology stories of the week, as enumerated by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 After the Hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. U.S. health officials have agreed to allow emergency use of a second antibody drug to help the immune system fight COVID-19.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized use of Regeneron. That's the experimental medicine that President Trump was given when he had COVID-19 last month. The drug may prevent hospitalization and worsening disease from developing in patients with mild to moderate symptoms. The FDA allowed its use in adults adults and children 12 and over who weigh at least 88 pounds and who are at high risk of severe illness from COVID-19. Emergency authorization allows use of the drug to start while studies are continuing to establish safety and effectiveness. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Police say they've arrested a 15-year-old boy in connection with a shooting at a suburban Milwaukee mall on Friday. 8 people were wounded. Police say the incident happened during an altercation between 2 groups inside the mall. If you're going to be traveling by car this Thanksgiving, you'll find that gas is averaging about $2.18 for a gallon of regular.
The price right now is 51 cents lower than it was 1 year ago. That, of course, is an aid to those able to drive because they have jobs or can afford an outing this holiday.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price could have fallen more than a penny because of low demand and high inventory, but crude oil prices were up. Overseas, the UK's Treasury chief batted away speculation he's about to turn off the spending that's buoyed the economy during the COVID-19 pandemic, saying now is not the time to worry about the government's record peacetime borrowing. Rishi Sunak's plans to give the National Health Service an extra $4 billion and pledge support for businesses and workers hurt by the pandemic, he says he'll continue through the spring. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Senator Chuck Schumer says healthcare workers in New